Today's gonna be one of those days where we have a conversation about some really a really serious topic, which is what I think suicide and your friends that have the that seem to always be jolly and happy, and how that and how it seems that a lot of times, right, we see, especially in the media, people like, let's say, like different people that we know, celebrities or whatever, and non-celebrities, people killing themselves. And then we have the conversation, but why? A lot of times, and what dawned on me the other day was that, because I watch people, and I wish I could get this actor's name. The one I played in Mrs. Doubtfire. What was his name? I'm not sure. But let's... So we also have Stephen Boss, right? Recently committed suicide, and people are a bit... we're like, whoa. Like, he committed suicide? Like, what's... Like, you know, he seems always so happy and so... down to earth, and just like he's having a good time. And you know, I was thinking about that statement about why does it seem like people, Robin Williams was the Mrs. Doubtfire worker. So why people who are seemingly super jolly and super happy and are always in a space of trying to make other people happy and whatever tend to have these right, like out of, it seemingly seems like out of nowhere that they're committing suicide, or you know. And what came to my mind the other day was that a lot of times people who are like me, right, and it goes back to Stephanie or saying to me like, you deserve to take up space. Like a lot of times in life, a lot of people, including myself, feel like the things in which we are experiencing, we don't want to burden anybody with what we're experiencing. And so we tend to hold it in and just deal with it on our own, while our outwardly appearance seems fine. Now, some people, we can get away with this for years and we just kind of go through our darkness, our situations in the dark, and then we have those moments of like, okay, well, whatever. But I feel pain because I realize that a lot of us do not have the idea that we have the right to take up space where we are. A lot of people are struggling internally. Some people will pick up a extracurricular activity. Some people will pick up drugs, right? Recreational drugs or hard drugs or whatever drugs. And some people just, you know, we don't ever in life, I think all of us don't ever want to be feel like, for some of us, for those of us who are aware of self, don't ever want to feel like we are a burden to other people. This thing called life does not come with a roadmap. You know, it does not come with help. It does not come with how to manage this, how to do this, how to, like, you literally are coming up in the world and having to figure it out on your own, all while having to play a role in the world in order to survive. And so for us, for many of us, the idea that going to someone, right, saying, hey, I'm feeling this, and like not feeling bad, because we see people, right, say like they always complaining, they always doing this. We hear about how people talk about other people. And so we don't want that. We don't want to feel like there's no safe spaces for us. We don't create safe spaces for our friends, a lot of us, and we need to pay attention to that. people are struggling. People need therapy. People need a lot of different things. People need to be able to have conversations and say, I'm having a bad day. Many of us are having bad days, bad months, bad years, and we cannot get out of the funk. Therapy works, but it's not always. It's like when you have your immediate peoples, you want to be able to say, I'm having a bad day. It takes a village. Not just to raise a child. And that's just not something to say. It takes a village to raise each other to be one. We oftentimes say, why would they just kill themselves? The Robin Williams, the guy, the boss, like Stephen Boss. It's like, why was that the option? I watched a TikTok. The girl posted a video of her dad, which is coincidentally enough, looks like Robin Williams. But he was the love, like he was so lively in love and he killed himself. People are internally struggling with things, but they're too afraid to say, this is what I'm struggling with. And we say, why don't you just say something? But then we get on things like TikTok or we hear you have conversations about other people and it's like, I don't want to hear that shit. A lot of these therapists, they suck. And so we do what we think is best, which is to hold a lot of our grief and our anger and our frustration for whatever it is that we are experiencing internally, because we don't want to be perceived as a burden or a person who continuously complains. And our idea of, I feel so sad within, and I sometimes have moments, right? Is like, I want to make sure everybody around me feel loved and extra cared for, because I am myself am not experiencing that. Oftentimes, that is what it is. We can all say like we're good friends or we're this or we're that, but a lot of times we're not. Like a lot of times, and I'm not to say it's anybody's responsibility, but I don't want to be your friend if I don't love you enough to want to help you see you through this time in your life. To be there for you emotionally, you know? I don't want you to perceive me as a friend if I can't be your friend if I only want to be your friend in good times. I need to be there for you when you're in your own internal storm. The world every day is telling us that we need to be and do so many different things. And it's like, we don't know what to do, but then we trying to be everything for everyone else. But then it's like, I feel like a loser or a failure. I feel like I'm not doing enough. I feel like I'm not whatever. People are really struggling. And to deal with that alone is rough. But I know everybody is going through their own shit, though. Everybody. So sometimes having conversations with other people is like, it's too much. It's like, I can't be here for you right now because I barely can be here for myself. So I get that. One of the greatest things I heard recently was Yvonne Yonsant. I'm sorry if I said that wrong. But she was sitting with Oprah and she said, you know, my cup. I cannot give you from my cup. I cannot give you of my cup. I have to give you that of which runneth over. Because I need to be full, is basically what she said. People who are always the pillars, the strong person that's always there for people, that is like blah, 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 right? Those people, the ones that seem to be the ones that everybody seems to always want to turn to, right? Those people, the ones that always seem super cheery, cool, whatever, they also sometimes have moments. Some of them are dealing with a lot more than others. we're all to some degree dealing with something. I like truly feel so horrible that like we don't see certain things. I had a friend one time tell me like, sometimes I just wish I would die. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, we need you, but you need you. What is wrong? And it hurts me to think that people are struggling and it's like, what is wrong? We're all going through shit, bro. And it hurts me because it's like, you never know. You just never know like how deep it is. And this person is always, I mean, you know, they be blowing up, but it's like, they always seem cheery and just cool. I'm like, wow, dude, what? I'm confused. I try to be as cheery and I'm cool, but I know there's this piece in me that I feel internally is missing. I can't figure it out. And I think it's because I'm trying to live my life the way society says I should live it versus the way I want to live it. So there's some sadness. I've never felt like I want to kill myself or these things, but I can see things clearer because I know what it feels like to be depressed, to be sad, to be feeling like you don't even know what the fuck you're sad about. You just sad and not understand or have an outlet. You know, this is also why I protect my peace big time. And I can't be friends with everybody because you're not going to half-ass be my friend. Because I'm definitely not going to half-ass be your friend. What's wrong? And I will sit with you in a darkness and I won't say that. I will sit with you as long as you need me to sit with you because I don't know what to do. But I don't ever want my friends to feel they are alone. Like, we can't be alone. The process of isolation is the simple fact that, like, most of us who do the process of isolation is we want to get away from the idiosyncrasies of the world. Like, we want to separate ourselves from the bullshit, the inauthentic, the this, and we're just like, by myself is safe. Like, how many of our friends and our family are struggling and we are just brushing it off? I had a friend that was so angry. And I'm like, he seems so cool. He's so loving, bro. Like, he's so loving. And, you know, I'm not the friend for, like, surface level friendships. I've just never been that way. And he said to me, you know, I sometimes cut myself. And I'm like, what? And then he shows me his arm and it's like all of these cuts up into his forearm. And I'm like, what's wrong? And then we have the conversation of what's wrong. Like, how many of us can save people through just having a human conversation, just listening, just sitting, just it's like, talk to me. I don't ever want anybody in my life to feel like they can't just talk to me. You know, this all came about because, you know, recently,
I was having a conversation with someone and she wanted to work with us and all this other stuff. And something was off. She's really jolly, happy. And I'm like, and then something happened. And then I'm like, hey, you know, and then she like totally flipped out. And I'm like, what? I was confused. But I didn't get this far in life not to see my people. So I knew something was going on. So I knew if I just kept talking to her, she would say something. And she blew up and I let her have her moment. And I got off the phone and I called her back. You okay? Whatever. Yeah, nah, nah, nah. I'm like, okay, I need you to calm down. Like, and then this morning she's like, I'm angry and I'm so sorry. My brother just died and I'm being strong for everybody and all of these different things. And like we on the phone for an hour and I'm just like, it's okay not to be strong. It's okay to grieve. It's okay to take time. Like, you guys, I know what it feels like to be inflamed. I know what it feels like to be angry, to not have, to feel like you gotta be all of this shit for everybody, but you cannot fucking fall apart. You cannot, you have nobody to turn to. This is why we have people killing themselves. Like, you're not listening. All you see is them acting crazy, them doing this, them doing the drugs, the fucking this, the that. And then when you talk to them, it's like, I've been raped, I've been abused, my, you know, this happened to me, these, all of these different things. It's like, you guys are not fucking listening. I'm depressed. I'm this. This is the things. You have to talk to people. I know what it feels like to be inflamed. I know what it feels like to be angry. I know what a child looks like when they're going through something and they're fucking acting crazy. And everybody, all they see is, oh, they're fucking burning animals. They're fucking angry. They're doing this. They're cursing everybody out. They're fighting. They're bullying. They're no. Those are symptoms, baby. Even the super, I'm here for you, I'm like, no. Like, I'm telling you. It is a fucking symptom. I need you guys to love each other, bro. Because this fucking world sucks, bro. And they will tell you that, like, fuck your friends and half-ass love your mother. Like, you're fucking crazy. We cannot do this alone. There is an agenda to keep us and separated and to keep us in the idea that everything is about us. It's, like, really not. Love your loved ones properly, bro. When they are sad, check in on them. When they pull back, check in on them. When they just seem like, you know, like, it's like, what are they doing when they're by themselves, bro? What's wrong? Are you okay? I know we going through our own shit. I know we're all literally just going through our own human experience. I have decided that I'm going to live a simple life of leisure. I don't need yachts and boats. I'm not trying to get there. It's too fucking much. It's going to require too much for me. I've decided I will take the beach life, living a humble beach life, and having financial freedom is enough for me. Because trying to do certain things is like, I don't, I'm going to kill myself. I'm one fucking person. I ain't got no kids who I'm finna lead this shit to anyway. Check on your friends. Check on yourself. If something is wrong, talk to people. Talk to people, you guys. Don't just feel like you have to go through things alone because you don't. You don't. You don't. Get around people who truly care about your fucking well-being, bro. And if you are a friend of mine and you hear this, it's like, I care about your well-being. I don't give a fuck what you're going through. Tell me what's wrong. And if I need to fly to you, if I need to sit with you, and if I need to fucking be under you, cook for you every day, wash your ass, like whatever you need to get through this moment, I promise you I will go through that with you. Like, you don't have to experience life alone. That is a choice. And don't be around people who just love you for for the things you can, for the things you can do for them and not love you whole. Cause you're going to have to love the happy part of me. And you're also going to have love the sad part of me. You don't get to just love the happy part of me and abandon me in my darkness. You're going to have to take it all. Like that is very simple. Very simple. We can't ask for friendships and don't want to be a friend. It saddens me that people feel that they have to continue to be strong. I am not accepting that. I am strong, but it is not a badge of honor, honestly. It was out of a need to survive, and I will not take this into my 40s. I am a damsel in distress. I am a damsel, and if I'm in distress, child, I'm finna let you know I am in distress and whatever. And if you cannot take my distress, but you just want to hear about my wins, child, get away from me. Because I'm a human being having a human experience, and every day ain't sunshines and roses. And I'm not going to sit here and play your motherfucking personal cheerleader. And all I get is, I got to be there for you, but you won't even half-ass be there for me. I'm not taking half nothing. I'm whole for you, not half for you, not as long as you can pay me, as long as you can talk to me every day. None of that. I am your whole fucking friend. And I love all of you. Mad, sad, angry, frustrated, depressed, whatever. And you're going to have to do the same for me. And anybody that's not willing to, if I'm having a fucking moment, if you're not willing to be my friend, if you're not willing to, like, listen, I go through my own shit, but, I have healed through the worst parts of me. The worst parts of that. Because I had to deal with it young. Living within an abusive situation. I had to deal with spitting up blood, being depressed, all of these different things, angry, frustrated. I was enraged as a child. And I survived it. So even when I'm going through my shit, I'm cool. I'm going through shit that's light work. Regular shit. Yeah, I'm sad. I want to be on a yacht. Well, no, I don't care about yacht. I don't like large bodies of water. I can't swim. I took a swim class. I got an A. He gave me an A- because he said that I came late. Bitch, I'm walking from the science building to get here to the pool to change my fucking clothes. How the fuck? The science building is across campus. When I get here, I'm on time. I got to be changed and I came late 3 times. I'm coming from the science building, sir. Anyway, I got an A-. I don't know how to float. It's the only thing I remember. I hope I can still float, okay? You know, black women in their hair, child. I'm not sticking my head in the water. Okay. You guys, be kind to your friends. Everybody that's smiling ain't happy, okay? Sometimes it's a show. Sometimes they don't want you to see what's going on with them because they don't want you to see them as weak. They don't want you to think that, like, they just being dramatic. I love you. Like, I absolutely, like, I will see a fucking person. I'm like, what's wrong? I don't know that girl that just started working with us. I don't give a fuck if I don't know her, bitch. What's wrong? What's wrong? You need to get this out. I got you. I told her, you don't have to be strong, baby. You don't know. You deserve to fucking have a moment. If you need to scream, when you feel the grief coming, you fucking feel it. If you need to scream or throw some shit, go ahead. Don't worry about it. I'll clean it up for you. Happily. Because we're going to get through this. We're going to power through this. I'm going to hold your hand and we are going to figure this out. I'm so sad to see people feel alone. I'll read the comments to some shit and I'll be like, I'm so sorry for you guys. How can we be so many people in the world that so many people feel alone and unsupported and unloved? How, you guys? We're failing. As a fucking society, we're failing each other. We're failing each other. Get it the fuck together. Get it the fuck together.
get it together. We're not here to just live for ourselves, bro. It saddens me to think, like, people are sad or depressed. And it's like, and they feel alone, or they just feel like nobody's gonna understand or nobody cares. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? I fucking care. Because all the shit that we focus on ain't, it ain't about shit. Cars, clothes, money, houses. This shit ain't about nothing. It is a fucking distraction. Nobody should be in pain to the point where they feel like they have to kill themselves, or in pain to the point they feel like they want to kill somebody else. Like, nobody should be to that degree. Like, everybody, like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Don't fucking talk to me. Don't tell me, oh, I'm too busy. Okay, well, fucking direct them to somebody who can help. It angers me, bro, to hear these people breaking down. It's so frightening to me. And you wonder why people are here killing people and doing all types of shit and killing themselves. Like, it's because people are inflamed internally and you won't understand. You don't care enough. I'm busy, too busy living my fucking life. You have kids that you don't even fucking pay attention to. Your brother, uncle, sister, cousin, they're inflamed and you're not paying attention to them. Then all of a sudden, when somebody kill themselves or they kill somebody else, I hear people talking about, I knew that something was going to happen because I didn't know what his problem was, or I can't believe he felt the need to kill himself. I just saw him yesterday. Bitch! I could look at you and tell you if you're depressed or not. I literally can. I have really good discernment. It's really a fucking gift of mine. I can tell when someone's struggling. No matter what you do with your lips, I can tell when there is an internal battle. I can tell when you are inflamed. But even if you feel that you don't want to be here, if you feel life gets too much, like, I'm so sorry. And I pray to God that, like, somebody comes into your life or, you know, that helps you. Because you deserve to take up space, and the people who claim to love you lives. Talk about it. Get it out. Figure it the fuck out. Like, you guys. You deserve to take up space, and I'm so sorry that the world has failed you to make all of us feel like we're not worthy enough, or we're not cared enough to be able to express ourselves past the fact that, oh, we're having a good day. It's like, no, that's not fair, you guys, and it's not nice, and we all feel unloved in a space. Like, I'm so confused. But everybody's crying for love, but it seems like nobody can't get it right. I hate hearing people say, oh, she just wants attention. Well, let's figure out why she wants it. What's wrong? Why does she or he want attention? Why is it they have this incessant need to be seen? Why is this person always hiding in the corner? What's wrong? Talk to me. I'm, like, so hurt for the world. Like, I really am. You don't have to hide. You really don't. We don't have to hide from each other. I'm not expecting perfectionism from anybody. Like, there's no such thing. You don't have to look tough to me, look strong to me, look well put together. You don't. I don't care. What that soul do, though? What you feeling inside? That's what the fuck I care about. Are you okay? When I ask you, are you okay? I really fucking mean it. I don't mean that, yeah, I'm okay. No, motherfucker. What's wrong? And what's wrong? You sound sad. What's wrong? What's wrong? Well, you know, okay. Let's go. You deserve to take up space. And there's so much that I've healed through that I'm more than happy to be a helping hand to anybody. And I promise you, I won't let you give up on yourself. And those times where you feel like I can't, come on, come home. Come, find me. It's okay. I'm not mad. Like, even if we was friends in the past and like we don't talk, it's like, come find me. I'm not gonna let you fucking drown. We're not doing that. Are you fucking dumb? I've healed enough to be okay. I have my own shit, but it's not deep. It's surface level bullshit. I've done the internal work. I'm so grateful to God that I've gotten to this space and now I see why I had to experience all of that bullshit when I was younger. Because now I see everybody is going through it. And I'm like, shit, I'm over here complaining about dumb shit, you know? I'm like, I did all of that internal work because I had to, else I would have drowned. I healed through my bullshit, most of it. I'm cool. And I'm genuinely cool. Not that I smile because I'm faking it. And I don't say that to be condescending. I'm saying it because I've done the work. But I also know how hard it is to do the work. It was brutal. But I made it out. I made it out that darkness. Okay? And so I'm here to tell you, you deserve to take up space, even when I and myself feel like I don't deserve to take up space. So a lot of times I hide shit. I do. My friend said to me the other day, and I was fucking mad at her for saying this to me. Like, who the fuck do you think I am? The fuck are you talking about, Felicia? She was like going through some shit or whatever. And she made a comment like, oh, you know, I know what I go through is my business and I have nothing to do with nobody. So I don't expect nobody to do nothing for me. Blah, 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 blah. The fuck? Who the fuck are you talking to? If you're my fucking friend, whatever the fuck you're experiencing is my fucking experience too. And I'm going to help you in whatever way I feel I can help you. Even if it's just emotional support. The fuck are you talking about? I noticed that a lot of us have been loved wrong. That a lot of people don't know what love looks like. That a lot of people don't know how to give love because they've never received love, but they know that love is lacking. They are lacking love. You're not going to be my friend and have that mentality. You deserve to take up space in my space. You deserve to be able to express yourself freely. Somebody said to me recently, was like, oh, I know I'm just ranting or some shit like that. And I'm like, the fuck? And you know, in true auntie fashion, you know what I did? Went on a whole rant, okay? Because y'all already know how I give it up, okay? You should know enough. And I said, let me explain something about me, okay? Because y'all know how I give it up, okay? And I'm like, with me, be exactly who you are. I don't need you to pretend and or masquerade to be anything other than who you are. If you like going on rants and you call them rants, I enjoy it. Please send me your voice memos. Thank you. Don't you ever feel that way. Be who you are. It is okay. And I am okay with you. I like you just the way you are. Like, what's up? Because I realize that as an adult, we struggle with being ourselves, right? Which also causes some depression. We're all dealing with some level of depression, sadness, because we want and or can't be, or we want something, or we feel like we made a mistake or whatever, and we're fucking dealing with it, right? And sometimes it be a level 10 and sometimes it's a level 1, right? You gotta heal through it. And you know, for me, I'm just like, for me, it definitely is self-inflicted because of my mindset. And I know that. And it saddens me because I know not what I do. You know, I don't see myself as clearly as maybe an older woman would see me because she has already experienced my life. Everything for me is so intense and so like, oh my God, if I don't, I'm gonna die type of attitude because I'm young and I'm naive and I'm delusional. And so I want everything to be perfect and I run myself on the idea of perfectionism and it's fucking driving me crazy. And it is drowning me. Simple. That's it. So, I want you guys to know that I love you. Whoever you are, whoever's listening, I don't give a fuck what you're going through. I care, genuinely care. I want to see you heal. I want to see you tomorrow. You deserve to take up space, and you are loved. There's people who love you dearly. Love you dearly. Now, I'm not going to say I always like you, okay? Because, you know. But I love you. You know, so I get on people's nerves too. And get over it. Just because you get on my, I get on my nerves, I mean, I don't love you. I learned a grave lesson when I was young, and I thank God that God brought this to my attention and I was in a space to learn. I was at school, it was a campus, whatever. Every morning they bought food or whatever for us to cook or it was pre-made. But every morning, one of my friends, I think her name was Tiara, she would make me breakfast. We'd go down in the morning, she'd make me breakfast. Like a good breakfast, bacon, eggs, cheese, and a nice toasted croissant. And one day we got in a fight about something, you know, kidship. And I went downstairs and all the food was packed away and I was sad because I'm like, damn, I'm not going to be able to eat. Like, because at the time I didn't know how to cook. And I opened the microwave and my food was sitting there. And I ate it with so much joy. Because that was the first time I ever felt like unconditional love. It sounds childish, but that's... I felt like you could still not like me, but still in the moment, right? Like, but still love me and take care of me regardless, right? Even though in the moment, you get on my nerves. That was something I needed to feel. And I was so grateful for her for doing that to me, for doing that for me, because I've ran with that my entire life. If I could not like you in the moment, I'm still going to show up for you. And from that one act of fucking kindness, it has changed the trajectory of my mindset and my behaviors and my life. A fucking croissant, bacon, egg, and cheese. And it was more than that for me. Because I'm coming from a place of, I stop loving you once you don't live up to or do what I want you to do or whatever. I won't do nothing for you. In my own household. But she was like, I don't fuck with you today. And she made my breakfast, put it in the microwave. And I sat in the kitchen and I ate that by myself with so much joy in my heart, grateful because I was hungry. But not just grateful that she showed me love. Like, and so I walked with that lesson my entire life. And I will tell that story until the day I die. Because she didn't have to. And what kind of love she had in her life to still be able to show up for me. Because had it been the other way around, I wouldn't have made her breakfast in that moment. Because I'm coming from a place that, like, you made me mad, fuck you. She taught me a grave lesson. And so, when I love people, I don't stop loving you just because you made me mad. just because you got on my nerves, just because we ain't talking, I'm still here. My love isn't conditional. Like, I fucks with you as long as. No. Okay. And that's how I live my life. And it seemed like for a long time, I'm like, you just let people, you know, like you shouldn't be so forgiving. And it's whatever. I had my own battle with that. But because, you know, most people are very selfish and they only care about themselves. And, you know, the isolation was important for me because I'm like, here I am, this person who lives my life like that one moment. Because I understand that we're just human, having human experiences, and we're trying to be better versions of ourselves, at least for me. And I'm going to make mistakes. And so are you. So I isolated myself because I wanted to be around people who understood the difference between friend and foe. Friend and enemy. If you're my friend, there's a certain way I'm going to treat you. Because we're having an off day, I'm not going to treat you no different. I don't thus hate you, thus spread your business, thus shade you. No. If I got something to say about you, I'm going to say it to your face. You're fucking annoying. Because X, Y, and Z. But I realized that most people have not ever had an experience like that in their life. So they're going to still operate as the child like me. Who would have operated in a space of, I'm never going to feed you because I'm not, you know, in a space of like, I don't fuck with you today, so I'm not making you breakfast. And most people will continue to live their lives like that person because all they've ever been shown in their life is hate, meanness, and et cetera. And I'm not like that. So, be kind to yourself. Love yourself. If you are going through something, tell somebody. They have suicide hotlines. You know, jump on the phone. Just have a conversation if it's that bad. You know, if you know me, call my fucking phone. I don't have a problem being on FaceTime with you until you fall asleep. I don't have a problem walking you through, talking you through. If I have to fly to you, then I have to fly to you. If you have to fly and stay in my house for as long as you need to stay in my house, like, come see me. I'm okay. And when you heal, I'll probably tell you about yourself if you did something before then. But, you know, be like, yeah, you think. You know, I can't let nothing go. Be like, okay, you know, once I realize you're fine, okay, motherfucker. So I remember, bitch, I remember. Don't try me. Like, you know. But what's love? I want you guys to love yourselves and be kind to yourselves and be kind to the people around you. We need each other. And I don't give a fuck what TikTok, Instagram, and all of these fucking ignorant ass people and the government is trying to push the agenda for being a selfish individual because it benefits them. Because the more we are divided as a people, even in our, especially in our households, the easier it is for them to manipulate us and tell us what to do and take advantage of us. Stop letting these people play in your face. We need to get back to a simple fucking life because they are playing the shit out of us, making us work 2 times harder to buy the bullshit that they buy, and then the shit don't even last that long. Like, we just looking for temporary highs. Like, we need to get back to a simple place of human connection because, honestly, you guys, whether you guys want to believe it and or say it or not, we need each other. We need to be with each other. We need to hold each other. We need to hug each other. We need to talk to each other. We need to speak life into each other. We need to speak love into each other. We need each other. And I'm not about to sign up for the circus because I'm not a fucking circus clown. You're not going to convince me that man don't need woman and woman don't need man. Because if that was the case, bitch, we would not be here. So we need to be better versions of ourselves. We need to forgive ourselves. We need to know how to create better environments for ourselves, pick and choose who we're going to be around and who's not going to be around us, and live our lives for those of us who want to live our life in nothing but love and harmony. Let's create our group. Right? Like, let's get around each other. Let's be love. And for those who don't understand that, who still want to live in internal damnation and internal turmoil, and they choose that space, let them do them. Right? But for those of us who are saying, I want to be better, I want to be more, I want to whatever, I don't want to feel this way no more, I want real community, like, you guys, because I be under TD Jakes. When I go be reading the comments under, like, TD Jakes and or just about anything, about certain, you know, like, God and, like, the things that people be saying, the things that people, like, these are your communities, people. The things that people be saying, I be like, oh, my God, baby, I wish I could hug you. And then you see people say things like that in the comments, like, our people are not at the fucking club drinking the drugs, right? Our people are not there. I'm not trying to drink or drug my way. I don't drink or do drugs, but, like, I'm not, I want true community. And I realize, in order for me to be a better woman, to continue to grow as a woman and be great, I need to be around other great women. But we also need to understand that we're all in a space of continuous growth, and all of us aren't perfect, but as long as our intentions are good, that's it. I as a 33-year-old woman want to be around other women and old, like, women, because I need you hoes. I need you because I am a young woman who's fucking driving myself crazy for no fucking reason, because everything is so intense. Like, Felicia, calm the fuck down. But I'm young, and so it's like, oh, life, you know, that's how it feels. That's how it feels. And I have these ideals about life, and, you know, hearing my perspective from different women. Like, I watched a video with Michelle Obama, and I'm like, yeah, I need to be around women like that, like, with the Michelle Obamas and the Miss Tina Knowles and the Mrs. Michelle Obama and Mrs. Tina Knowles and, like, the Kelly Rowland and those kinds of people's, like, you know, I need to be in rooms like women like that. And to hear all of them talk about life as if, like, and to watch Mrs. Michelle Obama talk about when I believe it was her. I think her name is her, the singer. She was like, you can tell she's a young woman just trying to find her way, and she's in her own internal turmoil because we're trying to find our place in the world. And you could, like me, like, we were students to this conversation, and I was so grateful to be able to hear this woman speak life and speak truth and say things that I'm like, yeah, I was like that. Like, trust me, like, and kind of guided me through, right? Because I am in a state of delusion. I'm in my own state, like, you know, we think everything is so important, and it's not. And we do too much, right? Because we don't know that in 10 years, none of this shit is going to... Like, we're just trying to figure out life. And when her said, like... She mentioned something like she felt like she, you know... She's trying to figure it out and all these different things and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, me and you are on the same boat right now. While we hear this elegant woman, Mrs. Michelle Obama, talk about life in a way that it's not as intense. Like, the things we experience, we think it's life or death, is what I mean when I say that. And it's like, no, it's not, you know, but we're living it. We don't have enough life experience, and we don't have that community like back in the day. Not back in our days, but back in the day, you know, when life was simple, when men and women were just in huts and these kinds of things, and we just sat around and we spoke life and love into each other, I would assume so. And, like, you know, the elders told stories from the past, and, you know, when you were having your own situation, you were able to talk to an elder and they would be able to give you some guidance. Like, you know, we see, especially for me, like, I see a lot of elders, they're still dealing with shit that I've already dealt with. And I'm like, how can, you know, this person, you know, they don't seem to know much of anything, right? Like, they seem like they're still battling shit that I feel like that I've already dealt with. So it's like, okay, so there doesn't seem to be any elders who are, at least in my immediate surroundings, who are evolved to a space of peace and harmony, that can speak life into a woman who has evolved to a point where I'm just like, you know, I don't know what to do next. I want to do so much. I feel like I'm not doing enough, but then I feel like I can't do too much. And then, like, it's like, baby, like, where are the grandmas? Where's the big mamas at? Like, where are the real life Madeas? Like, I need y'all. Like, you know. So we need each other. The world will tell us that we don't, but we do. We can't get through this on our own. And I'm not trying to be, I'm not trying to convince you of my superwoman super card. That's not what I signed up for, baby. I'm just here to say I'm a young woman having a human experience. And sometimes this shit gets hard. And I don't know what to do. But that doesn't mean that the young girls that's behind me, like, I can't, like, no, baby. No, baby, it's okay. Right? Like, I got some words for you. Even the older ones, it's like, we can still grow together, because that's what life is. Growing, loving on each other, like, loving on ourselves, loving on each other. Like, none of this shit matters, because we going to die one day, and then they going to move on, and somebody going to be in my house, and somebody going to be in your house, and somebody going to be, you know, like, yeah. Check on your friends. Check on yourself. Use your words, baby. You deserve to take up space. But also give yourself grace to know that there's no roadmap to this thing called life. And forgive yourself for those of the things that we may have done in our past that are unsavory and or embarrassing. right? And whatever you're experiencing, I promise you, this too shall pass. Weather that storm, get you some good mates that are willing to help you in those days when you are too weak to fly your own sail, who are willing to sail for you, who are willing to put you in direction to help you through this process, because life be life and child, and I don't know what to tell you. But I'm here for you regardless. It don't even matter, child. I need for y'all to know that. You are loved. You know? And God has you here for good reason. Okay? Because we know that there's a lot of empty souls on this earth. For those of us who feel spirits. That's another story. There's a lot of empty souls just wandering. I'm going to need you to go home. I'm going to need you to go home because you're making me uncomfortable. You know? So, I hope that this helps somebody in some way. And if you feel like it would help somebody, go ahead and send it to them. But I don't care. I don't care about looking crazy, about getting my hands dirty, about, oh, she crying, oh, this, fuck y'all. Fuck, like, go ahead with your business, child. Like, I'm here. I'm a human being, and I'm just trying to figure this shit out. But I don't like to see other people in pain to the point where they feel like they got to kill themselves. Like, that is not going to work for me. You see me on the street, child, talk to me. I'm cool. My life, God didn't put me on this world to be a selfish human being. Because even what y'all don't know is that sometimes, for the very few times I've allowed myself to have conversations about what I'm experiencing, and I've heard my friends say, damn, I'm going through that too. And I thought I was alone. Because we swear when we going through shit, we alone. And we all feel alone because we choose to be alone because we don't want to tell people what we experience and what we feeling. It's normal, baby. It's normal. But we're going to get through this together regardless. And we're going to get to be Mrs. and Mr. Obama's age and be able to talk about child. I was really stressing myself out for no reason. Because let me tell you something. Though I may have not gotten through the art of being my own individual self and not, well, gotten through, right, being my own individual self, but then finding my place in this world, I'm finna tell you. You let me tell you how I tell stories. I'm finna tell you, like, I got it. Like, you got this. You're not alone. Somebody loves you. And we will figure this shit out. And where you are weak, I will be your strength. Period. I gotta go. Because I got things to do. These last 2 days have been rough on me because I've been trying to train. And my personality is, I like to take on a lot of things. I like to take on projects that are above my pay grade. No, I like to do things all by myself, which causes problems for me. And I'm trying to learn to get out of that. Because my life is not to be stressed. Right? I'm too blessed to be stressed. And God did not put me on this earth to just be fucking going crazy over stupid shit. I love you. 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 We got this. And you deserve to take up space. Bye.